The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to an 80s all over again episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 675, and I'm Snowy White.
And this is Aaron. And dear listeners, if you have not subscribed to the email list for True Cult Coffee, WTF. Seriously, because you know what you're missing now? You're missing a windproof lighter that is printed with hotter than a church in Norway. You can have hotter than a church in Norway on your lighter. Dude.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm sure all those, you know, when they were burning down churches just back then, they probably, you know, it probably took a couple extra tries.
I know. If they had
a true Cobalt, you know, lighter, then maybe they would have got it the first shot.
But the point is, folks, True Cult Coffee, TrveKvltCoffee.com, sponsors this show. Get on the email list. Even if you're not subscribing yet, get on their email list because they're doing cool shit all the time. They're doing cool metal stuff. Like, the hardest thing, I think, about being a metalhead is finding things that are cool sometimes. And so when you can find people that are doing a handful of cool things all at the same time, like they're making coffee. Most of America drinks coffee, right? I don't, you know, but I know it's a big thing other places. And if I do drink coffee, I do drink True Cult Coffee. And that's not bullshit. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get your coffee, you get metal. Coffee Bean Occulta makes all this other cool shit, like the lighters, the mugs, the Halloween mugs are finally released now to the public. But if you would have been on the email list, you would already have your mug and been drinking it when it got released to everybody else. And be like, yeah, pussy fuckers, why weren't you on the email list? And if you can't tell, I'm a little fired up tonight.
Sorry, but pussy fucker really isn't a derogatory sentence, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it fairly is grammatically correct, right? Yeah, we got the right subject and verb going on there.
That's right.
That was totally by accident.
The spirit was there, yeah.
But anyway, True Cold Coffee, trvekvltcoffee.com. Subscribe today. Possess yourself a cup. All right. Mm-hmm. Snowman, what's happening?
Well, for me right now, I would have some True Cold Coffee going in one of my awesome mugs here, but I've decided to wait because until after we were done recording, and I'm going to fire up a fresh pot of our special master brand coffee. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm going to need it because it's Friday night. Nothing really going on in terms of shows and whatnot. So I'm going to get a couple more movies in my October horror movie challenge. As we speak, it is October 15th, and I am on track with everything, having done 14 movies already. That's even with this kick-ass metal fix that I'm going to be talking about soon enough. I kept everything going. I started off with Halloween's H2O, the 20th anniversary. The second set of sequels from the where it picks up after the original.
It picks up after the first sequel. Two, though, right?
Yeah, it picks up after the first two. It totally ignores 4, 5, 6,
yeah,
and all of those movies that really should kind of be ignored.
It's so funny because have you, like, on Netflix, have you seen the movies that made us? They did one on Halloween.
Not yet. That is definitely on the list.
Oh, and dude, it's so good. But like, I'm only partway through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down because they're talking about all those different sequels or remakes. I'm like, okay, let me follow this franchise. And holy crap, there's a lot of things going on.
There's three different timelines to it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, okay. Because I know pretty much all the folklore, but I don't know if I've ever actually watched a Halloween movie.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I think I need to.
You definitely do, particularly this time of year.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I've checked out a number of cool movies already. An old favorite of mine is Night of the Demons, the original 1988 release.
Oh, nice.
Because it's got everything. It's just got everything. It's got possession. It's got naked Linnea Quigley with the trick with the lipstick, but most of all, it's got a kick-ass soundtrack.
I don't think I've seen this one either.
Okay, you definitely need to. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You that definitely is... did not steer me wrong with Return of the Living Dead. I'm like, I watch that one, which we need to do that watch along.
Oh, definitely, definitely. For sure, for sure. I'm totally stoked all for the first Slumber Party Massacre has been an October favorite of mine. And just last night, as we speak, I found the original, the very first Friday the 13th on Blu-ray.
No. Now,
I found it in the bargain bin. Okay, because I already had the bare bones DVD, and I basically have this movie memorized. Okay, but when I saw, you know, the Blu-ray in the bargain bin with all the extras and all that, it's like, okay, I'm gonna shell out the couple bucks for this. And last night, Mrs. Snowy and I, we sat down as a couple and we enjoyed an old favorite. And of course, I'm kind of a smart ass, you know, figured out the last 32 years. So meanwhile, we're watching the movie, and the whole time I'm going, and I can feel her eyes rolling.
I totally get that.
Yeah. And so when the movie was over, she's like, "Okay, I'm tired of you. I'm going to bed now. You've been doing that chi-chi-chi-ha-ha bullshit for 32 years now." It's like, well, better get used to it because I'm going to do it for another 32 and all that. So she's a really good sport about it. So that's where I am with the horror movie challenge tonight. And today I'm going to get back into it tonight with the original, the 1981 Evil Dead, the original
Oh,
classic,
nice.
because it came out today in 1981.
No shit.
Yeah. So
Awesome.
happy birthday to an all-time fave. So like I said, I don't have any Lemmys, don't have any coffee going right now, but what about you? What are you doing?
Well, my glass is getting shorter on some whiskey and some water.
Oh, okay.
I am drinking Japanese whiskey, which is essentially like I think it's their version of a scotch. But it's in my high tide Halloween Mai Tai glass. So it's got like surfboards that are actually coffins, which makes it a darn good time. And with that happening here, I've got that going on. And I also have for ice a huge skull ice cube that
Oh.
I got a whole thing of skull like ice cube trays from the inked shop we talked about. So I got that happening. And that's what's going on here today.
Right on, right on. Well, first of all, before we jump into everything, we just want to say, our apologies once again. Last week we just had so much going on in the real world that, sometimes doing your podcast kind of have to take a back seat. So unfortunately, the show was silent yesterday, but we are last week, but we are definitely going to make up for it this week by getting into our True Cavalt Coffee mandatory metal segment. And with this, okay, I don't know why I didn't know this already. Okay, maybe I already did on some sort of a subconscious level. There is actually a Nottingham in England, in the UK. Like, there's an actual Nottingham.
Well,
And
have you met
growing
the
up with,
sheriff?
well, see, that's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because growing up, Robin Hood was an old story, one of the old favorites. And, I love those old classics, and I hope those old stories never die. But when I discovered Beyond Grace, their new album, Our Kingdom Undone, is available now from the fine folks at Prosthetic Records. When that record came across my desk, and of course, the promo packs come with a nice little bio and all that. They're from Nottingham. Well, maybe as a kid I kind of knew that, but I'm getting older now. That kind of left my
Are they married
head.
men in tights?
That's right. Yeah. So it was a wonderful surprise to find that True Cavalt Coffee's mandatory metals Beyond Grace hails from none other than Nottingham. This is Hive Mind.
Inside, and only murder, now it's
We've been very busy this week. Here's our metal fix.
Oh, hey, dude, what's going on?
All right, let me see here. So, do you remember a movie from 85, 86 called Thrashin'?
Yeah. I saw it once back then. It's definitely a movie that I should have revisited at least once, you know, over the years, because it's a skateboard movie.
Yeah. I think now I've only seen it twice in my life. It was on Amazon Prime. So I sat down to watch it. Dude, it's like a who's who of skaters.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
They had... who's who. You know, and I always find it interesting that a lot of those names that were like up and coming when we were kids are still big names. Still big names, which is absolute legends. So, yeah, so I was watching that, and that was a good time. Have you heard of an artist known as Poor Stacy?
Poor Stacy?
Yes.
No.
So, Poor Stacy, apparently, is, like, 22, this artist, and he blends, like, rap, punk, horror, and nu metal.
Okay.
And the album is, what was the album called? I thought I wrote it down here. I think it's some like Cemetery Party or something like that. It's fun. Like, I think you get a kick out of it. I really do.
Poor Stacy, as in P double O R?
Yep. P O O R Stacy. Yeah. S T A C Y. All one word.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good.
All right. I just wrote that down. I'm going to check that out as soon as we're done. But just by your description, it's like, yeah, I think this is something, you know, especially this time of year, I should definitely check out.
Yeah. Yeah, I greatly enjoyed it. So, something else interesting. I was flipping through the new music, like new releases section in Apple Music. And how about the Infectious Grooves album, The Plague That Makes Your Booty Move, was listed as new music.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. It's 30 years old. To the best of my knowledge, there's nothing different to that album. Because I'm going through it. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't seem like anything's special here, right? Like, nothing. Like, I don't get what's going on here. And so I started going out and searching, like, Infectious Grooves anniversary, 30th anniversary, what's happening? Because, you know, it was 91, it's now 2021, and I'm just trying to figure this out. So while I'm doing that, and this is what was kind of interesting here, I come across, well, so this is kind of funny, the Infectious Grooves had their, no, not Infectious Grooves, I believe Suicidal Tendencies, had their they had their Instagram or their Facebook shut down because of the name Suicidal Tendencies.
No.
Yeah, so and that misinformation campaign is working so well. They're diligently fact-checking. Thank you for that, guys. Jeez. Nice work.
Again, okay, sorry, just a little bit later on, we're going to send ourselves back to the 80s.
Yeah.
Right. For our little discussion, and here we are again. Suicidal Tendencies is under surveillance. First again. Of all, you know, back yeah again yeah. because again. There's I remember their song "I Shot Reagan."
I shot the devil.
Yeah. Yes, you know, and the FBI was all over them for that. And yeah. now this, like, holy shit!
Yeah,
yeah,
that's just it. Like that. That's what's so much fun.
It's going to keep us young forever because this is the shit we went through, you know, more than 30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it's like somebody hit the reset button and rewound us, but we had to stay old. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's right. What the hell? I want my 17-year-old body back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. like this seems like a whole bunch of bullshit to me, but you know, that's a whole nother thing. Anyway, while I was doing that, I discovered, and this is pretty exciting, that they had teamed up, you know, Mike Muir and the boys in Suicidal had teamed up with this company called Dixon Flannel Company, and Dixon is spelled with two X's.
Of course.
And the Dixon Flannel Company made an Infectious Grooves flannel for the 30th anniversary.
Ah.
If you want to talk about badass looking flannel, this is it. And it's in the Mike Muir style. So if anybody remembers old school Suicidal Tendencies and Mike Muir, he wore the flannels, the plaids, buttoned the whole way up, right?
Before grunge.
Yeah. Yeah. Buttoned the whole way up with the big bandana, all that sort of stuff. So they designed it specifically to do that. They've got little collar hold downs. Like, it's really sharp, and mine should hopefully be here in a week. I ordered it today.
Right on. Excellent. Oh,
yeah. I couldn't wait. And the thing is, like, they're actually limiting you to only being able to purchase four, but I've never bought from this company. And thankfully, like, I did a lot of reading, because apparently their stuff like runs large or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I literally have like my wife like measure me, so I knew what was going on here. And I'm like, oh, I don't need an extra large for a change. I can get away with like a large. So that's okay. But yeah, so that should be here soon. And so I only ordered one so I can see if I like the fit and all that sort of stuff. And if it's as nice as I think it is, I'll probably be ordering at least one more, because I have a feeling I'm going to wear it out is what's
going to happen. Oh, I'm sure.
You know, like, I'm just going to wear it constantly.
Right on, right on. That's actually something. It's finally, we're in the middle of October, and now it's finally, finally starting to feel that way up here. So I'm definitely going to be in the market for, you know, new clothing like that, just to keep me warm.
Well, you definitely need to check this company out, because they were having some specials on, like, I guess stuff they had that was out of stock, but they found a few. They did a Michael Myers flannel.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it looks great. Like, it looks great. And the thing is, like, if everything they're saying about these is true, like, this is going to be like high quality flannel that's going to be rugged, so you could wear it to work. You're still going to look sharp. Like, it's looking really nice. So I'm really hoping that when I get it, like, I got the right fit and I can figure this out, because I'm probably going to be getting some more. Like, it's a really, really cool company that I found. So, yeah, so that's coming. So that was something nice that came from, you know, the Infectious Grooves just randomly being put in new music 30 years later. But with our Halloween theme going on, do you remember me telling you about Werewolf by Night?
Yes, of course. And I remember. Oh, okay, yeah, it's... Are they looking at a TV series?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay,
I sure hope so.
Remind me what you were telling me.
Well, just the comic
then.
In general. And
oh, okay. All
the,
right.
The comic, like, it was a 4-issue comic. I couldn't get all 4 issues. People are selling them online for ridiculous prices. I couldn't get the graphic novel. Finally, I found the graphic novel. And now, like, I actually have it. And I finally got to finish the story. And it's killer. Like, absolutely killer. It's a great story. It's fantastic. If anybody can get their hands on it, good luck for starters. But it is a fantastic, just fantastic read. And especially with, you know, this past Monday here in the States, at least, being Indigenous Peoples Day, right? Like, I think it's something fantastic, because it focuses on Native American folklore, and it's fantastic. I really cannot say enough great things about it, because I loved it so much. So it's fantastic. And then another Halloween comic. Have you heard of Miskatonic?
Well, I know the Miskatonic was the hospital in the Reanimator movie.
Oh, okay. Well, so I think this Miskatonic is supposed to be somewhere in Boston. Like, it's the name of a city.
Oh, okay. So, no, this is something different.
Well, what caught my eye in the comic book shop was the fact that it looked like a... it looked like a... Like a Lovecraftian kind of squid creature-ish kind of thing on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Like, Cthulhu?
Yeah, kind of like that. And I'm like, oh, let's check this out. And so it definitely has squid type people in it, which I'm digging. You know, so that's been super cool. And it's a good horror mystery comic. So if anybody's looking for, like, you know, new stuff to read, definitely give that a shot. And finally, last but not least, right? And this is pretty cool. The Metallica Vinyl Club, which started at the beginning of 2020 and just ended somewhere recently. I just got the fourth shipment. They're opening it up to resubscribe in November. And the first thing is going to ship. They're looking for April. So the second year of the Vinyl Club will kick off 2 years later. Right?
Okay. All right.
The neat thing is, though, they said they're going to do stuff differently. Like, they're going to make a... They're going to do 12-inch singles this time. And that's going to give them more space for more music. And also, in my opinion, more space for artwork.
All right.
Right? Because the art's been great. My only beef with it is that I wish it was bigger. Voila. Now it's going to be bigger. So it's opening for renewal in November. My goal is to renew. Like, I really want to renew it again because... The journey was a blast. You know, I was proud to be a part of the first one and have all these war stories. Mm-hmm. It was just so funny to get their emails when they're just like, oh, fuck, guys, we're sorry. You know, that was kind of what was going on. And it was just so funny, dude. So, yeah. So that's it, man. What's going on with you this week?
Well, myself, I also hit the comic book shop, but I'll get to that a little bit later. I hit the record shop as well, but first and foremost, finally, after I don't even be 18 months, I don't know how long this has been going on, and it might have even been a couple weeks before the world went to shit, that I last went to a live show. Last weekend, as we speak, as you may recall, leading up to it, we announced it on the show and we announced details all about it. But Winnipeg hardcore, you know, veterans by now and are, like, you know, known all over the world with hardcore fans. But Propagandy played those three shows this past weekend up here to every night sellout in the Park Theater, all three nights. Absolutely amazing. Like Propagandy up here in the Winnipeg hardcore and just like the music scene in general, they're like Elvis in Memphis, you know, like they're just absolutely huge. And they've got their following all over the world. They even had, there was a news report about how a gentleman came up from Buffalo to see all three shows because he's just this huge Propagandy fan.
Wait, are we allowed into Canada now?
No. I thought the borders were closed.
Did he sneak across?
You know, but I really have no idea. I was just totally blown away just by the fact that this guy didn't come up here for a festival. Okay. He came up here for three nights. I got to stay in a hotel three nights as well, I guess. I don't know exactly where he was staying or whatever. You just kind of assume. But this guy spent like a shitload of money like to come see Propagandy in their hometown, you know, which I thought was really cool and all that. So, yeah, I caught for sure, like we're you know, it was a Ninja Cat production as well. So we were kind of helping out at the beginning and at the end and all that. But for the most part, we just kind of had a free nights to enjoy the show. And I missed the first night, but I was there Saturday night for the whole show. Had a fantastic time. The Park Theater, okay, has gone and done so many wicked new renovations. It's now like all one room, and the capacity has has increased up, like it's up to like 650 now.
Wow.
So yeah. So yeah, once tours start coming through and people, you know, haven't seen live shows for so long, it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing when that building is packed. Yeah. So I absolutely had a fantastic time.
I'm kind of excited if the borders are open, because I was literally, as I was pouring my drink tonight, I was thinking, I'm like, I need to get my passport and I need to get my butt up to Canada. And you and I mm-hmm. need to get completely shit-faced on air, drinking everything we have ever heard about in a song.
And that's right.
I figure if we just start with Have a Drink on Me with AC/DC, if that doesn't kill us, we'll move on to one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Scotch, one beer for sure.
And then we'll just keep going. But we should probably do it close to the local hospital in case we get, like, you know, alcohol poisoning.
Probably. And we got to do it on one of those weeks where there's just, I remember when we, a couple years back now, I went out to the Quebec Death Fest.
Yeah.
Came back for three shows in a row. We basically got home, unpacked, slept, and then we had three nights of shows at the Park Theater in a row. So we have to come back. You have to come up here for one of those weeks where there's like three or four shows in a week and all that, just to get the full experience.
Well, I'll probably need to get my affairs in order, because I'm not as young as I used to be. And since nothing comes through here, I'm certainly not in show shape.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting back into it. Yeah. Hit the record shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Found a couple cool records. First of all, not the newest one that came out just last year, but the 2018. No, it came out earlier this year. The new Susie Quattro record.
Oh yeah. Okay. I remember talking about that.
Yeah. Right. Well, I found the last record, 2019's No Control, on really cool double vinyl with really sweet green marble vinyl as well. Really, really cool. And what I really... Okay, it's fantastic tunes. I love, you know, like the fact that she's... It's all these years, like the woman, the myth, the legend is still cranking out new music after all these years. And she seems to have a deal with Steamhammer Records. Okay, and I know I've mentioned this on the show before, but that still kind of, it just tickles me in the right way, because Steamhammer, of course, is predominantly a thrash label that gave us just a number of awesome bands throughout the 80s. And all that. So when they announced that, you know, Susie Quattro on SPV Steamhammer, I'm like, no way.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, if this double vinyl is anything to go on, then that relationship is really working out as well. Do you remember the TV, the science fiction program in the late 70s called Space 1999?
Nope.
Is that doesn't ring a bell? You never caught it. It was this...
Sorry to disappoint.
No, okay. Well, it was this really cool. It was this really cool sci-fi series that, obviously, with the success of Star Wars and all that, like that was that period where everyone was scrambling to get there, to jump on the science fiction bandwagon. Oh, and yeah. Space 1999 was a really cool TV series about how this moon base got knocked off course away from Earth, and just chaos ensues. And it was just one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. Okay. I never even knew this record existed, but I found a secondhand copy of the soundtrack album, like for the theme and certain songs and all that. And I didn't even think about it. I didn't even go, oh, look at this. This is nice. I just saw it. Space 1999 soundtrack, mine. And I played it. I got it home, slapped it on. I, you know, the main theme came rushing back. while I'm listening to a lot of the tunes, it occurred to me that, okay, I don't remember, the futuristic 1999 sounding so disco-ish.
Dude,
You
that's how I feel about Buck Rogers, right? Like Buck Rogers is supposed to be 500 years in the future, and they're playing disco on crystal instruments. Yeah. And they're all still talking like it's 1970. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, with the 70s hair and
Oh yeah.
all that. So I got a real kick out of that. And okay. This is really cool. I'm glad I was able to find this little relic from my past. Another really cool relic from my past on vinyl. I found a new copy of the soundtrack for It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Do you remember that? That
Oh,
that's
dude,
special.
watch that every year. Like every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I found an awesome vinyl copy of the soundtrack. Okay, and it's got all the cool artwork on the front and back and inside of the in the sleeve on the inside, all the really cool Peanut stuff and all that. All the music is all on one side, and on the other side, the logo Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is etched into it and all that. It makes a really cool
Dude,
package.
that's amazing.
Yeah, I was really digging that. While I was out record shopping as well, I stumbled into the old gold vintage vinyl shop that I love so much. And I'm going, they have that selection of old magazines from the 80s as well, okay? And I grabbed a copy of Cream Close-Up's Metal. Their metal series is just called Metal, and I don't know how I never had this issue from February 88, because inside, okay, we have some of the usual suspects: Crew, Stryper, Poison, Kiss, okay, but we got stories from Slade and DRI in the
Yes.
same issue. Alice Cooper centerfold,
Oh my
but
goodness.
old Metallica, and they had Helix in it as well. And it's like, fuck, man, how did I miss this issue back then? I couldn't believe it. So I snapped that up right away. All these really cool memories and all that all came rushing back while I was also out doing the music shopping. And I'm glad you mentioned Thrashin', because I grabbed the new Thrasher magazine. Okay, which I try to grab it every month, and honestly, I'm not too worried about the content of the skating and all that, because I'm interested in all of it. Like I'm not going to go, oh well, this particular aspect of skating is in this issue, so I'm going to get it. What I do is I immediately go to the music section. Okay. And then everything else in that issue is all gravy if I buy it based on that. Well, I snapped up the latest issue instantly because holy shit, they got this wicked two-page article on the Ladies of Metal. Okay, which is this is actually kind of something different for Thrasher. It's like, not only is this really cool, like they have little pictures and little write-ups of some of your usual suspects: Lita Ford, Joe Bench, Wendy O. Williams, Girl School, Doro Pesch, The Great Cat. Okay, what I thought was really cool, okay, is it featured some Radioactive Metal alum, particularly one Robin Mazin. We've
No
had her
way.
on the show, and and of course
Rock on.
we've played Gruesome and a number of her bands and all that. So when I saw her in the same article, like with Girl School and all that, and Nita Strauss, and like holy shit, like this is totally awesome. You can't really complain about that. And a little while later, okay, she's going on her Facebook because we're Facebook friends and all that. And she's totally stoked about it and all that. And it's like, God, you have every right to be excited. This is absolutely awesome. As well, there was a really cool write-up and picture from the new metal band Crypta, which is Fernanda Lira's new band, formerly of Nervosa. We've had her on the show back then when they came through town. And as well, really, really cool two-page interview with none other than Joey Shithead, Joey Keithley of the mighty DOA. We've had him. Yeah, we've had him on before because this is apparently 4 decades. The name of the article here, Joey Shithead, DOA, 4 decades of damage. It's like, and actually, I think he might have actually been around a lot longer than that. And it has been announced that the Bulldog Event Center are going to be bringing DOA up here. Dude. Up here, well, they are Canadian in November, so I would definitely like to, I'd definitely like to sit down with Mr. Keithley again and get his take on like the last 18 months. Like, imagine what a guy like that has to say just about the world right now. I'm just gonna press record and just say talk. Awesome. You know, like. This guy should probably, and I'm going to recommend it to him, that he should be probably doing the spoken word thing, like Rollins, yeah. like Jello, I imagine, just go up and tell stories.
Hell yeah.
you always need to have stories. Before we get to a couple really cool records that came across my desk, hit the comic shop. As well, I remember a couple episodes ago, you were going on talking and putting over big time the Vampironica series.
Oh, Vampironica and Jughead the Hunger. I love
and Jughead the Hunger. Yeah, yeah. What I found in graphic novel form, and I've got it here in my hot little fist,
yeah,
is the New Blood series from Vampironica. Yeah. Yeah, I got home. I tore it open immediately.
Yeah.
It is such
so good,
and it's such a really like this day and age. Like, okay, we can't really use this expression because we are your dads now.
Oh yeah.
When someone says this ain't your dad's Archies, okay, because it's not. It's not our Archies. No, no. This is something totally different. I took it to work, okay, just to read, yeah. You know, whenever I had a chance and all that. And all of the coworkers who I thought would kind of get a kick out of it or liked it, they were totally blown away. Like, holy geez, I remember reading Archie when I was a kid. This is what Archie is. And then I explained all about Werewolf Jughead. And of course there's the Riverdale TV series. And I told them all about Archie meets Predator and all that. It's just, yeah, it's so yeah, good, it's certainly, it is. It is. I really loved it. Thank you so much for bringing that to my attention.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure.
I'm going to hold off on that. I found 2 new comic book series courtesy of DC. You remember the 78 Superman movie?
Yes.
And you know, with Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder, you know, and you remember, you remember them. You remember Batman 1989, the first one with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson? And you remember those characters?
Yes.
DC have two 6-issue series called Superman 86 and Batman 89, and Superman, Lex Luthor, their images, what they look like and all that, and the whole atmosphere and vibe are all based on those movies. I saw this and I couldn't believe it. I just saw it on the comic book rack and it's like, holy shit, that's this Superman. Looks like Christopher Reeve.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's a miniseries about that time, that universe.
I love that they're doing that sort of stuff now. So, speaking of Superman, did you hear the scuttlebutt about the new Superman, Son of Kal-El?
Yeah, apparently he's gonna be bisexual in the new series or
Oh yeah,
something.
he is. And like he's like fallen in love with another male reporter there. And people are freaking out about it. And I'm like, what are you freaking about for starters? And two, doesn't this give us a whole new round of Man of Steel jokes? I mean,
Yeah, I guess so,
come
eh?
on. Like people just,
It almost writes itself, yeah.
yeah, people get upset over the wrong things nowadays.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. But I'm definitely all in on the Superman 78. But unfortunately, with the Batman 89, I discovered it with issue 2. And I can't seem to find the first one. I even went on Amazon and all that, and they announced there's going to be a graphic novel next year for it. So I
That's
don't know what I'm going to
wonderful.
do. And tomorrow is Saturday. We'll be hitting up the comic shops again. Got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I'm sure my metal fix is going to kick ass once again. Speaking of which, let's get to a couple tunes here. Available now from Self-Made God Records, Boston Grinders, Psycho, just in time for Halloween. Their new record, Vulture Church, now available. And of course they're celebrating 40 years in the extreme metal scene this year. So really excited about that record. We'll drop a track from that. But first, available now, courtesy of the good folks from Horror Pain Gore Death Production. And I love the name of this band. Feed the Corpses to the Pigs. Their new record, This Insidious Horror, just dropped, and I'm digging it. I'm digging it. If you kind of, dig the grinding carcass type death thrash, you'll get into this big time. So why don't we get on with that right now? From the aforementioned, Feed the Corpses to the Pigs. This is This Fucking Horror.
Do you expect to arrive with a grind? Will you finish the mission eventually? Is that the fact? your
That was the aforementioned Gruesome from their split with the Mighty Exhumed Twisted Horrors that is led into the dark. Once again, congratulations and horns up to our good buddy Robin Mazin for her appearance in Thrasher Magazine. I'm still stoked about it, and I hope everyone else as well. Go out, do us a favor, go out and grab that. Like Thrasher Magazine, dude, it's what, $6 these days? Like compared to a lot of magazines? Oh, yeah. It's like nothing. It's like, well, here, let me see. It's like, shit, it's $4.99 in the US and Canada. Jeez, Mrs. Snowy spends more. She'll spend more than that on coffee tomorrow while we're out and about.
I loved getting Thrasher Magazine because there'd always be great art. Great skateboarding shots, like
great pictures,
shots you're ever gonna see,
like, yeah, wicked interviews as well, like absolutely fantastic. Yeah, before that, of course, that was Psycho from the Vulture Church record. That was Animal Boy. Of course, kicking it all off was Feed the Corpses to the Pigs. Great stuff, great stuff. Some really, really cool Halloween-y type of music for you, which, of course, the countdown is on, dude. We're halfway through October. We have some more Halloween-y type programming on our minds this next couple weeks, and looking forward to the big day. As a matter of fact, I probably shouldn't say too much, whatever, just because just in case I can't make it. But it has been announced, Halloween Day, October 31st, mm-hmm. the Park the theater is going to be airing the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No way.
With the idea of everyone dress up as your favorite character, and it's going to be a sing-along.
Oh, nice.
which I honestly, I've only seen the movie once. I really don't know too many of the songs except for the main theme, because like late night double feature picture show, because the Forgotten Rebels covered it, and I've been listening to that version for most of my life now. So yeah, I'm thinking about that's what I'm gonna do Halloween, kind of give away some candies for a while, and then get my butt to the theater for the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Dude, that sounds
Earlier
awesome.
today, yeah. Earlier today, while you were making mention of Infectious Grooves and the problem Suicidal and the problems they were having, and it's like the 80s all over again. Well, how true it is. How true it is. Okay, because according to, and I got loadedradio.com, their website up here, just for full disclosure, they broke, at least to me, this I couldn't believe it. Oh my God, is it 1983 all over again? They broke this story that high school students are rallying behind their metalhead principal after a number of concerned parents have been petitioning to have her removed for stating on her personal Instagram profile that she listens to Iron Maiden. Students at Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, have started a petition to keep their principal, Mrs. Sharon Burns, in the institution's administrative office, saying she spreads nothing but love and kindness, is probably one of the most enthusiastic principals the school has ever seen. Now, apparently, the student's petition is in response to a petition laid out by a number of parents who are obviously not Iron Maiden fans, and some of the students who claim the following: as concerned parents with impressionable children at Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, we are deeply disturbed that the principal assigned to the school blatantly showed satanic symbols and her allegiance to satanic practices on her public social media platform, where
Dude.
all the students can see them. Okay, this is in Canada,
Yeah.
2021. This is not in Alabama, 1983.
Well, or even like Middle America, 1983. Like
Yeah. Ohio would have been brutal.
I Googled it. The first story that comes up is Satanic Panic 2021. I'm like, motherfucker. This is
Wow.
just, it's just killing me. Like, really? Like, a teacher that listens to Iron Maiden is a problem?
Apparently, yes. As parents, we are demanding her transferred to another school. Please replace her with another
Yeah.
principal who aligns with the values of the families at Eden and will not sabotage the teaching or upholding those values, and will not try to introduce impressionable students to satanic practices or symbolism.
Oh, the pictures included, the petition has included an image of Ms. Burns on Instagram holding up the devil horns.
Oh yeah, she's doing up the devil
Oh,
horns
Lord.
beside the trooper. She's got the maiden shirt on. I love this person. I want to meet her.
Well, I'm looking for the pictures. I want to see these.
I want her on the show.
Wait a second. Is this her? Like, there. Oh my, is that her on the right or the left?
Well, I don't know what picture you're looking at.
Okay, well, so there's a picture with two people.
Right.
The trooper's in the middle, and there's.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an Iron Maiden Ontario license plate.
I'm guessing that's her on the right?
Yep. Yeah. Our right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like, what are people worried about? But you know what? I bet those same people are completely okay with their kids listening to that song, WAP.
Oh, probably. Probably.
Oh my
Yeah,
God. Oh my God.
yeah.
Well, your teachers are getting in trouble for listening to Iron Maiden. Teachers in South Carolina are passing out marijuana gummies to their kids.
Wow, how's that?
Well, so you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
It's not uncommon for a teacher to have candy rewards in the classroom, right?
Right.
Especially this time of year. And so a kid reached in to get Sour Patch Kids and pulled out Stony Patch Kids. Apparently, this teacher got her private stash of gummies confused with the gummies she was going to put out with for the kids, and whoops. And so, of course, now there's a big deal being made about it, and rightly so, to the fact that, we should not be distributing marijuana to children,
No, of
especially
course
children
not.
that are that young. However, now they want to bust her for drug possession charges. And yeah, it's technically a drug, but so's Advil and everything else. She wasn't killing anybody. There's no bodies in her trunk. For the love of God, like, let it go.
Is marijuana legal in your state?
Not in my state.
Not yet.
I don't think
Not
so. Yeah, no, not here
okay.
yet. Which honestly, like, we're pretty easy going, like about everything else. I'm honestly surprised it hasn't happened yet. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, yeah. Like this
Okay.
is just ridiculous. I keep
Because
finding more pictures of that teacher, and she just looks so freaking cool.
she does. She does. Like, okay, now when I think back to my high school and all that, I have fond memories of most of my teachers and my principal and all that.
Oh, I have none of my principal. They were
No,
a-holes. Oh,
no. Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad.
we'll share a story. Like
Okay.
you talk about yours, then I'll explain mine.
Okay, well, we had the same cool principal. Okay, like I met Mrs. Snowy at Sisler High School. My brother met his wife, who's just a couple years older than I am. Same school. Okay. Our daughter, his two sons went to the same school, and we all had the same principal. Big
Wow.
shout out. Big shout out to Mr. Heschke, who unfortunately passed away last year. And
I'm sorry.
when and yeah, that was kind of rough when we heard the news, because this was an amazing man that just had such an impact on our lives. And now that I think about it, like myself and a couple of the few metal fans friends that I had, because okay, this is the 80s where it's mostly the hair metal and hard rock and all that. There was a couple thrashers. Okay, I had the Venom back patch with the satanic symbols on it, Merciful Fate patches. My friends were covered in all this. Didn't blink an eye. Not once did this great man ever say, Mr. White, that's inappropriate for school. You should take that. You should not wear that anymore and all that. Because I guess he just understood, and it's the Alice Cooper theory, okay, where people, older than us went through Alice Cooper, or at least were boomers were kind of exposed to Alice Cooper, but were kind of open-minded enough where they just went, yeah, that's just typical teenage rock and roll stuff, just like Elvis, I think that's what Mr. Heschke saw in us thrashers and us punks and all that. So horns up to him, horns up to Mrs. Burns here. Like that's fantastic. What, why, what were you?
Well, here's
I think
mine.
you're oh, okay.
So, our principal was a gym teacher one day and then a principal the next. And so he was your typical 80s jock, right? So think about every movie you've seen about stereotypical jocks from the 80s. That's what he was. That's what our football players were, in which he, I
Of
think he coached or
course.
whatever. But if you think about those movies with the football players and the stereotypical jocks, I think 99% of those movies, those, football players were winning teams. In 4 years of high school, my football team never won a game.
Okay.
Not once in 4 years. And then my 4 years there, not a single effing game. But everybody treated them like they were the number one team. Like, they could do no wrong. And, like, and they weren't even good. I'm like, this makes no sense. It's like, it's not even like they're playing good football. Like you're rewarding them for terrible behavior. But anyway, so that sets that up. And then in the 80s, because of, like, the Gerardo special and all that sort of stuff, heavy metal's bad. All
right.
And if you have long hair, you're obviously on drugs. And especially if you listen to Kiss. And, of course, like, you know, and I have my back patch and all the stuff on my jean jacket. And so I'm constantly in there. Well, they decided that certain symbols were satanic. Do you remember? You remember this bullshit? Like, you know,
of course,
AC/DC, the lightning bolt. That means this means that. Uh-huh. All these sort of things. So you couldn't have a skull and crossbones.
Right.
Right. And so, I got sent to the principal's office for my skull and crossbones shirt, and because it was a pirate flag, which I bought on a school trip to Disney.
Right.
I bought at Disney World. It was for Pirates of the Caribbean. And I'm like, so what you're telling me is that Disney sold their soul to make this t-shirt? Is that what we're getting at? Like, that's what the problem is here? And so, but I mean, clearly I was being singled out because anything I wore, it was a problem. Meanwhile, and I pointed this out to him, I'm like, you guys give out an award to the defensive player of the week that's the same symbol. Like, the principal himself would proudly hand the defensive player of the week a skull and crossbones t-shirt.
Huh.
But mine wasn't okay.
Oh, of course not.
I'm like, are you guys kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah. So finally, like because, you know, my dad was like, all right, cut your bullshit. The football players could no longer use that, which now all of a sudden the football players are, oh, why can't I wear mine? Well, yeah, because it's the same thing, you morons. Yeah, like, they were dumb and they lost. Like, and people wonder why I've never followed sports. there's never anything to be excited about. I'm like, yeah, all I have are a bunch of dumb guys that can't win. Like, I don't see the excitement. What's going on here? You know, so yeah. Fuck my high school principal.
Okay. Well, like I said, that just seems to be the way. Like, okay, cool. Well, yeah. But I'm finding as the further I got away from high school, okay, I had more and more people because, okay, that's supposed to be the best time of your life. And that's, you know, like that's. You're supposed to have all these great memories. And for the most part, I do. But there, I really think there is a wide margin of people who their high school years, okay, were either, or I'm glad they're over and I never want to go back.
Oh, that I am definitely in that camp.
Yeah. Well, me personally, I kind of want to take my 50-year-old brain, put it back in my 17-year-old body, and just go for there from there.
Do you understand the amount of trouble I would be in if I did that?
Yeah, but imagine what you could do. You would own the school.
Oh my goodness.
You would, you know. for sure. So we're going to do our rock and roll duty right now. We are at change.org. I'm going to pull it up. Okay. They're looking for 25,000 people to sign this. We need Mrs. Burns. Okay. We are at 23,260 right now. So we're going to do our part here. Okay. And one more. There we go.
Now we're talking.
Right on. Let's do something nice for Mrs. Burns here. Seeing as this is Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, which is kind of ballpark near Toronto, where the mighty sacrifice Which I certainly hope. I hope Mrs. Burns has gone to her share of sacrifice shows over the years. Man, well, oh, please, please, ma'am, show up. Okay, when you rightfully get reinstated and all this bullshit show's over, please show up in a sacrifice t-shirt. How awesome would that be in honor of her? And we'll throw this out to her. Dropping October 31st is a wicked new covers record from our good buddy King Fowley from Deceased. Thrash Times at Ridgemont High, where it's basically a cover songs of cool metal songs and bands from the 80s, including Whiplash, Artillery, Razor, Voivod, Rigor Mortis, Death Wish, the metal 80s metal Death Wish, and Sacrifice themselves. So let's drop a track for that and remind everyone to sign this petition and to grab that new Deceased record when it comes out. This is their awesome rendition of Sacrifice's Sacrifice.
A lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling.
The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantdmradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to shiningwizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
We're always on the lookout for fresh new talent. Check out this indie spotlight.
This week's indie spotlight, we're going to the land down under. Grab ourselves a couple Vegemite sandwiches and enjoy this. Well, it's a wicked new band to me, and I don't quite know.
6 foot forward and full of muscle.
That's right. Well, the Devil Electric, really, really cool band. Definitely full of
name.
It is absolutely fantastic. And you are really going to dig this band as well. They just dropped their new record, Godless, available now. And I'm really digging the real cool tunes produced from them. This is the Devil Electric in tonight's Indie Spotlight with All My Friends Move Like the Night. Facebook.com/Devil Electric and as well devilelectric.bandcamp.com. You know what, dude? Let's give each other some homework here. You go out and check out Devil Electric, and I'm going to check out this poor Stacy as well that you mentioned during the Metal Fix. That sounds like it's going to be some good stuff. And of course,
like
the Devil
kind of
Electric
homework Mrs. Burns would give somebody.
I should certainly think so. That's right. That's right.
We'll have it on your desk Monday morning, Mrs. Burns.
That's right. Imagine, okay, getting detention with her and doing did you ever have to do lines?
Thankfully,
Like
no.
when you were a kid?
Again, I was hanging out with other jock assholes and dealing with that stuff.
Okay. Imagine if you had to do detention and you had to write an essay or something. Yeah, give me a bio on Black Sabbath or the first three Metallica records or write an essay on King Diamond or something like that. That's or The Breakfast Club. Having to spend all Saturday afternoon hanging out with her and talking music. Imagine that. That'd be
Oh,
awesome.
darn.
Yeah, I'd be showing up late and burning down my locker or letting off flares or whatever all those students in the Breakfast Club were getting detention for, I would be there just to hang out with Mrs. Burns. And at the very least, everyone should check out The Devil Electric. Great stuff, great stuff. Well, the clock on the wall is telling us it's time to bring this crazy train into the station to get us on out of here. Dude, I don't know how I never discovered this band before, going back to the 80s, though. Okay, because I discovered just a band called Halloween, an album, Don't Metal with Evil.
Oh my
It's like,
goodness.
holy shit,
How did I
yeah.
not know about this?
How did I not know about this band before? Really, really cool stuff. So I'm gonna introduce the youngins listening to this great band. And for us older folks, maybe you do remember Halloween from back in the day, and we'll take you on a really cool trip down memory lane. How can people get a hold of us?
Well, dear snowman, radioactivemetal.org. Go there. That's where the episodes are. Check out the back catalog, the front catalog, future episodes, whatever you're looking for. That's where we house it all. You can also go to pretty much any podcast application you can think of. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you to not
Triple.
find us on a podcast platform. And when you do, I quadruple dog dare you to submit us to that platform. That's what it is. And if you figure out a platform we're not on, drop us a line. Radioactive metal, sorry, shit. Radmetal666@gmail. I thought I was gonna be so smooth there. Radmetal666@gmail.com. That's our email address. You can also find us on the Instagram at Radmetal666. You can find us on Spotify thanks to the fine folks at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, the Shining Wizards Network podcast. Man, just I love those guys. They're fun people, and we are proud to be a part of that. A lot of wrestling podcasts out there, even this Canadian one called A Wrestling Night in Canada, where the host sounds kind of like Snowy. It's weird.
Yeah,
Yeah.
betcha he's a good looking
He's a
guy.
sexy bitch, I'll tell you that.
Definitely.
Yeah. Have I hit it all? I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, no, that should be everything for now. In the
Okay.
meantime, and in between time, this is 80s all over again episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
And this is Aaron.
Signing off.
طبيب ولا الموت الناس شنو غادي يزيد زجل سمرة